Welcome to the Drivel Hour.
Planet Fitness is that's a mom and pop shop, right?
Do 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 do.
No! Give him subtle hints that you will kill his kids, and then you have
But here's the mercy.
Al Chapo style.
See something? Nice. Don't say something.
All this and more on this episode of the Drivel Hour. Thanks for listening.
Turn the lights down low.
Oh, that's Rihanna, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Rihanna or Beyonce, who are you picking?
What's your feeling, and your fear?
For what?
Beyonce? Rihanna, just to have around.
Who are you picking? Rihanna or Beyonce for what?
Just to hang out with. Just to look at. Like,
just like, to look
way,
at?
Like, oh, she's pretty. Like, just to be next to.
Are you kidding me? Neither one of them.
Hey, yo, what?
You.
What? Did I what?
Racist?
Oh.
Yeah, did not. You did not. There's a P at the end of that.
Yeah, I was going to say, whoa.
I don't believe that.
Did you what? Okay, speaking of world records, what world record do you think you guys could break? You guys think there's a world record you guys could break?
Oh.
Like, what world record, hypothetically, do you think you could break? Breaking-wise, of world records.
I don't know.
I don't think I could break maybe a world record.
Yeah, I don't know, fastest teardown time of a carnival ride? I don't know.
Okay, fair.
All right.
And you? I think I could get really good at cup stacking, probably. And then cup towers.
You could or you are?
I could.
Okay.
Mom,
are you
look.
About, wait, are you talking about like right now what could we break? Are you talking about like what could
what
we
could
break?
You work at to break?
Oh.
Oh, yeah, cup stacking.
Yeah. Yeah,
cup stacking and breaking down carnivores.
Yeah, I don't know.
The two gayest guys in this.
Why? What do you think you could break?
Yeah, come on.
Probably like the 60 meter dash.
Really?
I'm pretty fast.
There's no
Usain Bolt.
Down, no. If it's downhill, I feel like.
What?
I'm just kidding. No way.
The fastest downhill jet assisted 60 yard sprint.
That's wild.
Probably nothing.
How about Mr.
Probably find something like. Odd.
Yeah, it'd have to be like specific to me, and I'm not sure.
Or how about like Mr. Worldwide? Like he flies around the world on a jet every year for like 24
Pitbull?
Hours. Yeah, Mr. Worldwide, Pitbull.
Never heard him. Anyone call him that?
Anyway.
Yeah, well, Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah. Well, anyway, what he does to keep that title is just fly around the world in 24 hours on his jet, and so like he just like once a year he just does that. So, like, I feel like if we just got a slightly faster jet, I could break his record.
He gets that title because that's what he calls himself.
Right, but to keep it, he does...
Who's going
to
take it away from
him? Wait, what record does he even hold?
I think probably just fastest time around the world, maybe.
Around the world, but no. Dude, the army, the military.
Easy.
Some yeah, guy. But did they ever try to break
some
that record?
Some guy from Alabama.
I don't know.
Not, I mean, it's kind of a waste.
Yeah, you can't, you know, they probably would get shot down if, I mean... They're like cruising altitude, I guess they're fine, but like you'd have to fly above North Korea at some point. So,
just fly around the equator. Just don't go over North Korea.
Okay. Oh, you know, the move would just be going to like the smaller part of the
right, yeah,
the
just,
top.
Just go around the North Pole.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
run literally, dude. I could just grab the North. They could just put
unless
a spike.
It's specifically the equator, which is like the midpoint. Maybe that's what it has to be.
Right.
No. You just put a spike in the North Pole, literal. Like, you know, you see in movies, and then you just run around it. I've just ran around the world.
Retard. All right.
Okay.
All right, so none of us have that great aspirations for beating world records. But that's okay.
I don't know. Like
what did you say? Oh, the 60-minute...
It's kind of a letdown, but I mean...
I feel like they'd either be too dangerous or they'd, like, take too much commitment to, like, actually break them, though.
Yeah. Maybe most time playing...
Besides Guinness, like we looked
Retro Bowl on my phone.
Yeah, because like I'd go for something like fastest like Nürburgring lap time, like that'd be a sick world record to break. But
it's
like,
a Nürburgring,
the Nürburgring Nordschleife. It is the
Nordschleife.
Nordschleife. It's like a
Nordschleife.
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 Okay.
You're looking at my mouth when I'm saying that.
He's looking at your
something
luscious
wrong?
Lips. Shut up.
Okay, sorry.
Let him bask.
It's a racetrack in Germany that has like, you know,
yeah,
100 some turns or something like that.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah.
You want to drive F1?
F2.
I wouldn't say no. I'd have to.
He's more of a. What would you? Vehicle? He's more of a NASCAR guy.
Like a Bugatti. Yeah, probably.
Turn left for 4 hours.
That's dude, why he loves it, dude.
NASCAR is such a BS turns. Sport.
The comments
okay?
of like NASCAR videos are so funny because they're like, "This is way harder than F1." What do you mean? It's like, bro, you are in a go kart and you're going in a circle.
You're turning left for 4 hours. Yeah. NASCAR is such a.
So
BS
how do
sport.
How does not everybody just win then? How do you get like? How are you the best at that then?
You have to get the fastest lap time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'd have to like. Do you hug the corner or?
So that would be a stock car then. That wouldn't be. That wouldn't be specialty
wouldn't matter
race.
Car. Just fastest lap time ever.
Honda Civic.
Hey. Huh? No. As long as it's an automatic.
Honestly, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Why would you want an automatic? No.
Because then you don't have to worry about the
you don't have to worry
shifting.
About yeah, you don't
it
have to
it does it automatically for you. That's what's right. called, you know, that's what's called automatic.
No, it's yeah. you give way more control with a manual.
No. You want an automatic.
You want an automatic.
You want an automatic.
Screw you, dude. Bro, if Lewis Hamilton used an auto, I'd say maybe, but no shot.
Yeah, dude. He doesn't know how to drive though.
What?
I use an automatic and I drive well.
Who's Hamilton?
can he drive in the snow though? See?
No, probably not. Probably not.
Right.
For those just listening, it's snowing.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Anyway, yeah, okay. Well, I don't know who's paying my Planet membership, but it ain't me.
I thought you quit.
No, I gave up my
you gave an all too honest review and then got called
that
out
was
on
like
your
a
crap.
Year ago.
I feel like I
that
remember
was a different
that
planet.
So yeah. I feel like I've heard that story like more
so,
than
I think I just
more
edited
than
that
times.
Episode, so it's like fresh
you
on the
edit. Brain. I feel like you edited it like no way. I feel like I've heard that so many times. That yeah. story about yeah. fitness.
So
I don't
funny.
Know if you told us before you said it on the podcast you or like you
did.
Said it on two podcasts in a row or something.
No, I
that
didn't.
Story's ingrained.
Yes, so I did it at the talent show.
Oh, is that what
and
it was?
And then I did it on the podcast, the one that got erased, so I had to do it again.
Oh, so we've probably heard it like four times.
So you've heard it
that
three or four times. You've heard
yeah.
it 3 times, and then you edit it if you went through and looked, listened for show notes.
I might have listened to it.
So then that would be 5 times.
Jeez.
Anyway.
That sucks. That's a real test of a story.
So, no, this is a different... So... I told you this after I left that planet because of everything that happened. I got plan through my insurance that was like 5,000 gyms for like $30 a month, or 8,000 gyms for $30 a month.
Oh, okay.
All across the country.
Yeah,
and well, it was a lot of Powerhouse and like Crunch and everything I was going to.
Yeah,
but I only went when I started school in the fall.
How much was that for the 5,000 gyms?
5,000, I don't remember, but the 8,000 was like $32.
What?
And then the 12,000 was like 35 or 40. But that included like LA Fitness. That had some like
this
high
guy,
end.
This guy paying $45 a month for one gym in in the city.
No, so. I go to like 4 or 5 different anytime. So,
do you?
Yeah. But you have an anytime like whatever the equivalent of the black card is, right?
No, it's just a normal membership. It's
they just let you to into anyone.
Every membership,
any fitness, anyone.
I'll check this out.
It's on his watch. That's cool.
It's on
his,
for those just listening, it's on his watch.
Yep.
I was supposed to be able to put my Planet Fitness key tag on my watch. It won't work.
Anyway,
so when I got that gym membership, when I started school in the fall, I was only going to one planet at my house and one planet by my school. And I went to no other gyms. So I was like, all right, I'm going to cancel this. I'm just going to pay the black card, which is only 22 a month or 24 instead of the 32. So I canceled my I canceled my membership through my insurance, but I still had my key tag on my phone, which is called – I think it was called like the Blue Shoes program, which was where it was a regular classic membership, but you could go to any Planet Fitness. So it was kind of like the black card without the black card perks. Anyway, so I kept – like I still had a month left
so
on my
– black privilege?
Yeah. So I had like 3 weeks left of my membership after I canceled it. So I kept scanning in. So I kept scanning in and I was waiting for like the people to be like, oh, it doesn't work. And I was like, I was going to, at that point when they said, oh, it doesn't work anymore, I'd say, yeah, all right, sign me up for the black card.
Yeah.
It never happened. So like it's been 3 or 4 or 5 months and I just keep scanning in with my app and there's just, I don't know. I think the insurance company maybe.
Should have gone in the last podcast where we talked about theft.
Oh yeah,
I mean yeah. That's a Planet Fitness is that's a mom and pop shop, right? That really can hurt their finances.
Yeah, I mean it probably is theft, and I probably should say something, but like also it's very possible that the people behind the counter are gonna be like.
But as a Christian, it's the moral thing to do not to tell them, right?
Yeah. I don't think they have that. Dude, they can't even.
The Bible doesn't talk about Planet Fitness.
They can't even afford squat racks there, dude.
Right. No.
They're in trouble.
They have, yeah. They have Smiths. They have new stuff. The new Smith machines are nice. They are.
I agree. I like them.
Anyway, so yes, I probably should say something, but most likely.
Say something.
I'm kidding. Most up on you.
Most likely, the people behind the counter, even the manager, probably isn't able to do anything about it. Like figure out how to cancel my membership so I can get a new one. Because it's under my name, so I can't, like, have two memberships under my name. So.
Oh.
Anyway, I probably should say something, but I'm going to continue to not. So.
See something?
Nice, dude. Nice, dude.
Don't say something.
Oh. That feels wrong.
Well, what you're doing. That's what you're doing right now.
What you're doing is illegal.
Yeah. No, well.
All right. Okay, so in the state where we live, full disclosure, we live in Michigan. They've started doing high occupancy vehicle lanes.
Oh yeah,
which is like a new thing to Michigan, but it's not a new thing to like a lot of other states.
So right.
If you guys are in California, you guys have them already.
Yeah,
but I think they freaking suck.
Yeah,
the reason being, when you're in the lane next to the high occupancy vehicle lane, so that's kind of like the new fast lane, right?
So context.
People don't take it as the fast lane; they take it as a middle lane.
Right.
So there's people going like 70 there, or like. Slower,
yeah,
consistently, and then there's like literally like three people in the high occupancy vehicle lane because apparently nobody drives with more than one person,
right?
So like it's not used, plus it just slows down traffic overall.
So for context, this is there's been lots of them like down 23 or 69,
they 70, 75.
No, I know, but they've had HOV lanes for a long time.
Oh, they have, okay,
right? So 75 just put in theirs,
yeah, 75
between. Auburn Hills M59 to what, like 8 Mile, right?
Probably. Yeah.
So it's a good distance.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 12, 15 miles. Mm-hmm. They put it, and it's the fourth lane, the farthest left lane. So if you have two or more people in your car, you're allowed to use it, and it's supposed to be like an incentive to like go green and carpool.
No one does that.
It's not monitored for like I know 23 is monitored. People,
cops will
pull you over and give you a ticket if you don't have
cameras or something. Or
no, they'll just sit on the side of the road and look in your windshield and see if you have more than if it's just you in your car, they'll pull you over and give you a ticket.
That sucks.
Yeah,
but 75 they don't monitor it, so like people just use it, you know, as a fast lane and they'll cut in and out and it's really dangerous. But I mean, truly, I think it's the stupidest idea ever. I think it's just an excuse for the government to spend money.
That's fair. It's taxpayer money.
Yeah. And, like, does it really encourage people to go green and, like, carpool so that they can use the lane? No.
No one's going to change the amount of people in their car based on the fact that there's a new lane on the highway.
Right,
like,
yeah.
You don't think about that.
And you also think about it's only open during rush hour. It's if you look at the sign, like, it's only 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. and then 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. or something like that.
Oh, for real?
So if you're in that lane outside of those hours, you can get a ticket. Like, it's, like, closed outside of those hours.
Yeah.
Which, of course, nobody, you know. Whatever. So, no, I think it's stupid. I think it's a waste of money. And
BS-ery.
Yeah.
For sure.
You're absolutely right. The third lane, which was the fastest, most left lane, people, they don't treat it right. And, like, my dad talks about his... They have a government paid for work van that your tax dollars bought them a 2021 Limited Explorer. Anyway, so they have a carpool they do. And he talks about how the other van carpool driver, like, he uses the HOV lane because there's, you know, more than two people in the car, but he goes the speed limit.
Oh, screw that.
So he goes 70 exactly. And, like, he's the type of guy that's is deathly afraid of yellow lights. So if a light turns yellow, he'll slam on the brakes because he's afraid of like going through a red light, if he was clearly going to make it.
Then maybe you would slow down.
Beta.
What do you mean?
Real men go through red lights.
He slams on the brakes at yellows?
Yes.
Bruh.
And then he drives
real men
70.
Go through red lights. Real men run over women and
children. All right!
Yo.
Anyway, so yeah, my dad like hates driving with him because like he's going 70. And then before the HOV
lane.
Your dad's
the scariest driver.
He is, but in his defense, like this would be scarier. Like people, how angry people get in the morning rush hour? And you've got a dude in the furthest left fast lane going 70. Someone's going to pull out a Glock and put a cap in your butt.
Glockenspiel, like the xylophone type instrument. German.
Yeah.
German engineering.
Someone's going to roll down their... They're going to be going down the freeway and someone pulls up and it's just like... Do 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 do. No! He's just on his lap, just staring into your eyes.
Glockenspiel. dong, dong, ding, dong.
But yeah, I agree. They're
really looking spit.
They're pretty stupid. And then you also got people that will wait until their exit and then cut over four lanes or five lanes.
Those people.
Yeah.
They're gonna get like once before.
I've done that once.
It's like, oh shoot, I gotta be off.
Yeah. But I've done
like,
that.
Now I just watch like how many miles I have left till the exit and I'll get over like
Google Maps, Apple Maps.
Apple Maps, yeah. Between 1.5 and 1 mile I'll always get over.
Good.
Prepped.
Prepper. You're a prepper?
Preparation H?
I want
to. Or wait,
I
should.
Storage, you could put a storage container under your house, under your yard.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd go bathroom.
I want a bunker, though.
Oh, like a tornado. Have you seen those, like, tornado shelter things that are, like, two-bedroom apartments?
Yeah.
Dude, they're wild. I want one.
I'd do, like, a nice storage container, bedroom apartment.
Oh, storage
container. Maybe you get two?
Oh, so it's a two-bedroom.
That'd be sick, actually. Two-bedroom.
Two-bedroom.
And then you could have another one, like, sideways, and, like, and then cut doors in it so it's, like, a shared bath. That'd be sick.
That would be sick. So we're thinking three storage containers right
now.
One's got to have like two or three beds.
How deep are we going?
One could just be two beds, and then the other one could be like living space.
Like a nice gaming room?
I don't know if you're going to have that luxury.
I mean, maybe.
I guess.
How
play a little Subnautica with zombie apocalypse
outside.
I guess, you got to live. Yeah.
How secret are you doing? Are you doing like only digging at night, and then when the sun comes up, like covering everything with black tarps so that
No, I'm going to like... I'm gonna wrap a pickup truck that I own in a septic company wrap. So it's just gonna be back there, and then I'll just be digging, and it'll look normal. I'm also in.
You're gonna dig the whole thing yourself.
Yeah,
by hand.
Dang,
no,
you're gonna get checked.
No,
I'll
find
hand. Someone.
You know, you'll do it by hand.
No, I'm gonna have an excavator.
You'll have sons.
No, by hand.
No,
you'll have sons.
By hand.
No, I will have sons.
And they're gonna help you.
And they're gonna help me.
Okay, sons. Two sons.
Why wouldn't you do this before?
Named Bildrin and Gareth.
Bildrin.
Name is that? Oh, speaking
of sons in Tucson.
Bildrin and Gareth.
Hey, how do you guys feel about biblical names? I know we talked about names for our kids before.
Ezekiel.
Do you like biblical
Jehoshaphat?
Names?
Jehoshaphat? For sure, dude.
If I get a son, I'm going to name him Zerubbabel, I swear.
How about Herod?
Zerubbabel?
Okay, that's no.
I'm going to have Pontius Pilate and Jezebel.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. That's great. Hey,
that's a joke.
I'm a Christian,
that's
and I like kids with biblical names. And
Dude, can you imagine like having like a son-in-law, Jezebel. Like a Christian son-in-law, be like, dude, sir, I want to marry your daughter, but she's named Jezebel. Like, what am I supposed to do with that?
I would not marry Jezebel.
No. Not sure.
That'd be so hard, dude. It'd be so hard. Shut up. Anyway. So why wouldn't you do this bunker before you have kids?
We got to do our ideal bunkers. We got to get a little bit more in-depth with that.
But why wouldn't you do your ideal bunker before you have kids?
You could hire your friends.
I never gave you a time. Yeah, I guess he did say sons.
Yeah.
No, I would literally just hire an excavation Bildrin
and Gareth.
And dig it out.
And then have them leave and have bring in your own crane, rental crane, so you can put in your containers in the ground without anybody knowing what you're doing.
Why would I care if an excavation company knows?
Because you're talking, this is like a doomsday bunker.
They're tied to the government, dude.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, they are.
What do you think it's going to go on their taxes?
Yeah, they're contractors, but they're not like talking to Trump. Like, Trump, I just dug this dude's backyard.
They're going
to
find out.
You got to make friends.
Who's the president right now? Biden.
No, you have to make friends, become friends with somebody who's crane or whatever, like digging equipment certified.
Yeah, just get a family-owned company.
Yeah. No, you need to be close
to
this guy. You need to know him well. You know his family, and you need to know where he lives. And tell, like, give him subtle hints that you will kill his kids, and then you have no mercy.
Here's my question for you. Here's my question for you. Why would I care if anyone else knows?
Because it's a doomsday bunker. The whole point is that when the government takes over and
they're not going to know where you are.
That's the whole point. If they know you have a bunker, they're going to immediately go look in your bunker.
Yeah, and I just have to kill them.
No.
The government, dude.
If
you kill the government, they're going to multiply. It's like the Hydra.
Bro.
Chill out.
You think freaking, what's a common last name?
Johnson.
Okay, yeah, you think Johnson's Excavation Company is going to bring the government with them when they come to the
bunker?
Dude,
100%
they don't care.
No, it's not about that. It's about the fact that it's going to be documented somewhere. Mm-hmm. That in their tax forms, they have all their contracts, and when they're audited, they'll say, here's all the paperwork we have from this job, how much they dug, what they did for you as a customer, and what the point of the job was.
Yeah.
All that's recorded. The government has access to it. So when all hell breaks loose and they can't
find you.
So I'll
hold a gun to their head and tell them, write it down as a septic job. Or I will kill your wife and kids.
Okay, well, that's all we're seeing.
Yeah, then they're going to port you for that.
Oh, that's true.
Dude, just make friends with somebody that has that access to the equipment.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not that hard.
Yeah.
Or just get
close friends, or buy it yourself.
Or do like Chet's Rental.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm saying there's more than one way to do this. I don't have to.
You're picking all the wrong ways.
Yeah, for
real. A few. Listen, I'm just tossing ideas. I'm spitballing, okay? Spitballing.
I saw one was like a giant silo underground, like four stories.
That's awesome.
Like the sickest bunker.
Okay, but a silo underground with like a spiral staircase?
Yeah.
And like a nice hatch at the top?
Dead.
Almost like a better...
No. It looks like a normal silo. You have half of it underground, half of it above ground. So you can stand on top of it and shoot people from it. In case they try to come for you.
Well, how about it's just a normal...
No. It needs to be... Dude, if you had an underground one and then, like, the top was just covered in grain, so, like, nobody would suspect anything, but you have, like, some sort of, like, secret tunnel that leads to the bottom half of the silo, and that's where you're...
Right.
Would
you could add, like, storage container, like, additions to it?
Yeah. Oh, dude.
Oh, dude.
Would you want this part of your house, like, to get through...
Laser tag.
Would you want to be able to get to it from the inside of your house?
Like, yeah, you'd want to have like some kind of
some sort of tunnel. That'd be cool.
But like now, some really secretive look, like cement. Nobody would ever.
So could, right? Are you trying to make it
like under the floorboards and then under a layer of like a trap door, but then the trap door is concealed by something else?
I'd probably put it in a really obvious spot, like that people wouldn't think to look because it's so obvious.
Under a closet or something?
No, just
probably
a door
just like
that
a closet
says
door.
Yeah, just a door that says door to tunnel on it.
Then the government comes knocking looking for you. They go in there, shoot up your family, kill your family, take your wife.
All right, hang on. Let me ask you this, though. Would you do it in like would you do it like a secret bookcase where it's like clean, or would you do it like so secretive like you have to get into the sump pump in your basement?
I would almost do a Perry the Platypus style secret entrance, dude. There's a tree like in the farmer's wood lot about like, you know, a couple hundred yards from a house, right?
Yeah.
I take that tree. And
it's got to be like an older unit of measurement too, so it sounds cooler. Like a couple spans from the house, couple spans.
Oh
northeast.
A couple spans northeast. Yeah. And I take
a couple
rods. And I take that tree and I dig like a small little, like a slide in the tree. But somehow I gotta make. It'd have to be like, maybe it'd have to be like a really realistic looking fake tree so it doesn't die.
Well, what I'm thinking is I
want to
have
a ladder, like, and then you crawl down to the bottom of the ladder, and then there's like a tunnel underground that leads to the silo.
Hogan's Heroes type stuff.
Yeah, and then you can like, and then you could like block off the tunnel too if like necessary, because then they'd never be able to find you.
Yeah.
What I'm thinking is I want to have an entrance in my house, like in my basement to the tunnel or wherever we're doing, and then I want an entrance and exit out of it. So if everything goes badly,
S goes down.
Yeah. Then we have to get out, but I need the tunnel. Ooh. The tunnel needs to be like almost a mile long. Like I need to get far away before
So two spans northwest of your house is the entrance from
the
your
main
house
the primary entrance.
And then about
No, I want the entrance. I want the entrance in my basement.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so two spans northeast from your basement, and then to get out, you have like probably 650 cubits to the west.
Shut up.
Cubits.
Into a forest.
Kilometers.
No. Cubits.
Kilometers divided by miles squared.
So I want to be able to get into it from that, like if there's a mile of tunnel leading out, I want to be able to get in from there and out, so maybe just like a staircase.
Or just a rock, like a fake rock covering the hole.
Sure.
And you could just like, it's paper mache.
But it's going to, okay. But like, it would be also cool if there was like, maybe it was like an old cabin or like a barn that looks like it was going to fall down, like right next to the entrance. And that has like a getaway car or a getaway helicopter in it.
Nice.
El Chapo style.
Yeah.
Is that what
is
that what he did?
They dug under the prison and then like came out the bathroom. But he had like must have bribed all the guards because it was like soup. The noise was deafening, the drilling of the bathroom. So he like paid everyone off. Goes into he built it like tall enough so he wouldn't even have to crouch in the tunnel because he's El Chapo.
Right.
And then El Chapo Guzman. And then he go like it's probably like – and then they bought a shack like right near the prison. Go come up the shack, get into a car, drive away.
Nice. Easy. Smooth, dude. Yeah. Helps to have contacts for sure.
Yeah, and a ton of money.
What movie was this?
This is real.
Oh, what?
This is real life. El Chapo Guzman was a drug cartel leader.
cartel boss.
And they never found him?
Boss.
No, they caught him. I think he's still in prison now.
Oh, okay.
Well, he died.
They put him in another one. He escaped like two prisons.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he was good.
Good for him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, then they brought him to America. You can't really do as much bribery. So he's now, I think he's in like,
he's
like the Supermax in Colorado.
I thought he like died of, something got him, some sort of disease.
I thought he's still alive.
Oh, how do you guys feel?
No, are you thinking about Al Capone?
Yeah, something about Al Capone.
Yeah.
Al Capone was only in Alcatraz for a short amount of time. They never got him for any, because everybody...
Tax evasion. He died of syphilis, though.
Oh, okay, did he?
Mm, unfortunately.
Everything... Yeah. That's
a karma. To go.
Everybody he killed, he had somebody do for him so that they were able to take the blame and they never turned him in as their boss because they knew what he would do to them was much worse than going to prison.
Right.
So, but he went to prison for like, what, a couple years for tax evasion? Like, it was nothing. Anyway, I want to get into that in a second, but yeah, I think we were talked about like our dream houses, our dream basements. And I had talked about, it was a fallout bomb shelter. And it was a 2-bedroom, 2-bathroom, like apartment. Like it had a kitchen and it was huge. And I want that. I was thinking like that kind of thing. We could do it out of shipping containers, but
yeah.
Right.
Anyway. Nice. Yeah. You could, you know, insulate it, make it nice.
Yeah. You can make it definitely nice. You can make it nicer than your house if you wanted.
French windows. True.
Well, you're underground, so I guess you would just be
TVs.
Looking at black.
TVs. You have nice, TVs.
But you have to have your
with
own...
attached to cameras?
Yep.
Yes,
like
but you can't have...
cameras hidden places?
But you can't have, like, any internet. You can't have any data because that's all going to be tracked.
Oh, you're right.
So unless you have, like, an off-site, like, satellite with, like, maybe 5 miles away of a satellite receiving it, and then you have, you know, fiber running underground so that if they ever try to track it, it looks like it's coming from 5 miles away at someone's house, you know? Anyway.
Ethernet.
That's right. I wanted to ask, what do you guys think about prison labor? Because if you've been keeping up with it, McDonald's is under a bunch of heat right now because, you know, they take advantage of the, you know, they only pay their guys like $2 a day to do labor for McDonald's. I don't know what they do. I think they do like packaging or they somehow like, you know, they cut and print like the, you know, what is it called? Like the wraps for the burgers and stuff.
Yeah.
So like people are saying like McDonald's is heartless and they're like taking advantage of prison labor. And I mean, what are you guys' opinion on it?
Hear me out. And this may seem far-fetched. Don't do crime.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, there's that.
Do you think you think companies like McDonald's that use prison labor, you think they're wrong? You think they're immoral? Do you think it's like animal cruelty, human cruelty type thing?
I think prisoners should have a choice whether they want to, like, you know.
They do have a choice.
They do have a choice.
Sit in a cell or go to work.
Right.
And they choose to go to work, obviously.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it's a little inhumane. I mean, I don't know. Obviously, a lot of them have probably done really horrible, horrendous things. But
yeah.
Like, they're still humans.
Mm-hmm. It is kind of... That was mostly a joke, what I just said. It's like a...
No, you can't take it back now.
Yeah.
Right,
heartless mad as you mean, they
Right.
No, it's like a tough thing to think about ethically, because it's like, you know, they could have done horrible things. They could be in, you know... False accusation too. That happens
That's
a lot
true.
More than it should. I mean, it
right.
happens at all. You
right.
know, it's bad, but yeah, it's a tough thing.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't think there is a good answer.
Okay.
I think they should just pay him a little bit more. Give him three.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say like I don't know. They should be able to if it's not like a horrendous.
And that's actually sounds like a good price. I feel like normally they don't even make $2 a day.
Yeah.
No, a day.
Say. Oh, a day.
Yeah.
A
oh,
day.
Yeah. That's rough.
That's not great.
So you get.
But again, every
plus benefits.
Well, you got to remember everything.
Eye and dental.
Right. I mean, This was another thing we talked about earlier. Was my opinion was that if you
50% off.
All right. We had talked about, you know, prison. Like my opinion is, if you get a sentence over 20 years, you should just get the death penalty because it's a whole hell of a lot of tax dollars for food, water, shelter, clothing.
That is an argument.
Whoa!
Do you think about doctor? And you're absolutely right. They do get dental. They do get dentist visits. They do get doctor and eye and ear visits. And they do have all this medical benefits. And that's why a lot of homeless people will try to get arrested for misdemeanors because they get all those medical benefits paid for with our tax dollars.
Yeah.
So,
do you honestly believe you should kill people after 20 years?
I mean, it does depend. I'm not saying that's, you know, but I think if you look at it realistically, yeah. If you look at kind of crimes cause you to be in prison for longer than 20 years.
Can you consciously, like, be pro-life and also have that stance, though?
Interesting. Like, that's a good question.
Because a lot of people,
human life is...
That's true. You're like, absolutely right. And everyone
priceless.
Everyone deserves a second chance. But there are I mean, you're right, but there are a lot of those crimes that are over 20 years are because they took someone else's life or permanently, you know, a lot of like rape and like, you know, obviously homicide and, you know.
Honestly, like, I feel like the death penalty almost seems like, I mean, sure, like, you'd probably rather, you guys would probably pick to spend your life in prison rather than get the death penalty, right?
I would. Spend my life in prison?
I would.
You would die.
I'd take the easy way out. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So it does kind of feel like it does kind of feel like a little bit of a cop out then for like serial killers, murderers, pedophiles, rapists.
I don't care. I don't want my tax dollars supporting their life for their. You know.
What if they're falsely accused?
Right. It's a tough thing.
Yeah, it's tough
because I mean, even as like Christians, we operate on a different justice scale too.
That's true.
So like,
that's true.
I don't believe that you know I deserve anything.
Amen.
I deserve anything more than a serial killer, than someone who's, because I believe we're all just as evil.
Absolutely.
So
man is basically evil.
I couldn't be a judge
until you
necessarily.
Get, you know, until you get a new heart. But
right.
Yeah. But absolutely, I agree. Yeah. You know,
heart
I think
transplant.
A metaphorical one. Yeah, the Holy Spirit gives you a metaphorical heart transplant. But I think, I honestly see no problem with taking advantage of prison labor. Like you said, Matt, it's a choice. You can choose to sit in your cell or go to the gym instead, but you're choosing to go to work, and
yeah,
you're in
what
prison.
I would do.
You know, you're in prison. So believe it or not, you don't get a lot of say. And there's no reason for them to make more than $2 a day. Everything's paid for. Food, water, shelter, clothing, everything, medical,
yeah.
Everything's paid for. So the only thing that they're getting money for is buying additional snacks. You know, their meals are paid for, so maybe if they want to buy, you know, some Rolos or something in the store, they can do that, or if they want to buy cigarettes or whatever, but they I don't really, yeah, I think there's absolutely no problem with
prison labor. Bikes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say like community service and stuff like that is like
smoke for Genius Slim.
Okay.
Like you've done something to be most of the time you've done something to be in prison. So like
more barrels.
And what about the, you know, government? Like it was a long, long, long time that prison labor was used to make license plates when they were non-automatic stamping license plates. You had to physically line up the letters and stamp it. Why was no one freaking out about that? Why is it just
I'm
now?
Sure
that
they were.
I'm
sure there was someone.
No, there's been people that have been against it from the start.
All right. Well then never mind.
I don't know, just feel like it falls under like a little I don't know. Is it a little cruel and unusual? I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know.
I think if you're in prison for taking away someone else's human right, like
you kind of give that up.
Yeah,
that's true. I can see that.
But if you're falsely accused, again, it's not like a definite thing. You can just set it. Like you have to set a rule because, like, you know.
Well, if they're falsely accused, they won't be in prison anyway. It's not like anyone who's falsely accused gets minimum wage instead of $2 a day. Like it's just never mind. I don't know. You said if they're falsely accused, then
like they're in prison for something that they didn't commit,
right.
But they're considered guilty of it because they're
right. Yeah.
So that's inhumane for sure.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but like they don't get any more rights. They're falsely accused. No one knows that they are except
correct.
Themselves.
Right.
It's fair.
But
so I think that's the only situation where it would be, at least from like a human standpoint, like. Yeah. Unjust.
And I do, and you know, I don't know if you want to get into this or not. You know, you said, you know, the whole from a biblical standpoint, everyone deserves a second chance, and that's true. But there is a point where you can choose to reject Christ and choose to be. I mean, at that point, you are truly evil. There are people on this earth that their heart is hardened, and they are truly evil.
Right.
And there's no good left in them. And
even
really,
you and I have a different take on that.
Okay.
As far as like,
all right.
You know. Original sin and total depravity and stuff. So that's like that's more of a theological discussion, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, you hear about like Pharaoh and the Moses. You know, God hardened his heart, which you know is a different take. But you know, he at that point in Pharaoh's life, he was truly evil, and there was pretty much no redemption.
Yeah,
he had the chance to choose redemption, and he chose to not. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in cases like that, which of course we can never, you know, that's for God to judge, not us.
Yeah.
But in those cases, yeah, their life isn't worth much. So.
Yeah, that's a take.
Let's take a quick break for our sponsor.
Oh, God.
Being a mom is the hardest thing in the world.
No way.
Says Cynthia, 34, from Peoria, Illinois. I call BS. Ever done underwater welding, Cynthia? Ever been a firefighter? Try being a Navy SEAL, you dumb broad.
Damn, dude.
Is it really that difficult to stick your kid in front of an iPad for 12 hours straight? these days, parents don't really do anything, any raising at all. So why not just get rid of the kids altogether?
Oh, that's a good idea.
At Kids Are For Us, we believe you should give your kids to us. We'll raise them how we think they should be raised. You won't even have to worry about seeing them again. You'll sign an agreement to legally make us the guardian of your children. We'll actually pay you a little bit based on their child's on your child's weight. So stop thinking about it. You don't actually even care about your little people. Come on now. Check us out. We have an in-person store near you. Don't think about it. Just do it. You don't have a choice in this. We'll take your children any measures necessary to get hold of your children.
This feels kind of like sex trafficking.
It's not.
I don't think we can make
They're not doing anything nefarious.
Then why do they want
our children?
Why are they measuring them?
Their storage room. It's nice.
What? What do you mean storage room? What is this for? Why do they want our children?
Was it on an island by chance?
No. It's not anything to do with the sex trade. I'm telling you guys.
Why are they charged? Why are they paid by pound?
Are they paid more per pound or less?
Don't.
If they're
don't
heavier
ask,
or lighter. You said they're paid based on weight.
That's
so is it like more money for skinnier children?
Guys, don't ask stupid questions.
What do they do with their poo-poo and pee-pee?
Hey. We're getting paid a lot of money for the sponsorship.
Sorry. You're right.
It's really not worth, you know, trying to be moral or whatever about this. Right? Seriously.
I'll edit this part out.
It's not an issue.
We're good.
What?
Seriously. They're like...
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I've been to there. I mean...
Okay. So on my way here, I actually...
So crazy.
It was on the freeway, and I saw a couple state troopers. And, you know, usually if there's
Stormtroopers?
No, state troopers.
Yeah. Those guys suck.
They do.
Stupid little blue cars.
Right. Well, usually if you see two state troopers, it's like, you know, someone got arrested and they have to deal with the car. No. There was not one state trooper. Not two, but six.
Three?
Was it a semi-truck?
There was six state troopers, a Humvee, all around this unmarked, what happened? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. It was six state troopers, a Humvee. There was another unmarked undercover car, so we're at eight vehicles, and they're all around this minivan. And so they've got all the state troopers, two of these National Guards, and they've got a bomb dog or some sort of dog. I don't know if it's dog or bomb dog. And they're all around this minivan, like pulling it apart, and they're all like searching it and everything. So I don't know what was going on, but somebody was driving down 69 near Flint, Michigan, and they got busted with something. And it must have been a lot of something.
Either a lot of coke or a lot of kids.
Oh.
Fentanyl.
I hope.
Maybe it was a lot.
Michigan?
Maybe it was a bomb. Maybe it was just a big old bomb, the minivan.
I don't know.
I hope. I mean, I kind of hope it was fentanyl.
Okay.
I do hope it was fentanyl.
As opposed to what?
A bomb or children.
Oh, yeah.
Or marijuana. Marijuana is way.
It was only a minivan. How many kids can you fit in a minivan?
Quite a few. 3, 4, 5. 6.
You can have six,
and you could probably fit 10 if you put 3 in the trunk.
Yeah, if you put the seats down and cram them in, I guess you could get like 20.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't know anything about that.
But also, there's windows. Like, if you're going to transport that amount of people, just put them in a semi. Like, there's windows in a minivan. It's easy.
I was going to ask if it was a semi.
Yeah, it wasn't. It wasn't
more common than anything, honestly.
Right. And what's terrible is, like, most of those drivers, you know, are just hired drivers. They just pick up a load. Can you imagine being pulled over and then being arrested and a cop saying, like, there's, like, whatever, 200 people in your trailer that you were going to transport to go? Dude, like, that would kill me.
I think it is more common.
I don't know that I would ever be able to, like, live after
that. Oh, because you don't think you'd know about it?
Well, of course you wouldn't know about it. No touch freight. You just pick up a trailer and go drop it.
Yeah, I don't know if that's as common as, like, the drivers themselves are like, part of that industry, though.
Sometimes,
because that's, I don't know.
Yeah.
My dad spent a day at there's a way station on the side of the highway, and he spent a day with the state troopers there and just talking about, like, how common like it is that, that people will be sex trafficking or
really
or that like the most common suspects are always the semi trucks with like crosses on them everywhere and like Bible verses and
no.
stuff. Yeah, so they'll try to like bling up their car with like or their semi truck with like Christian paraphernalia, but like massive crosses, like way overdoing it, and that's how you know like they're just trying to look good. And look.
Oh.
But those are like the biggest suspects, honestly. It oh, really sucks. Hurts.
Oh, because are you talking about the one on 75 there in Auburn Hills?
Yeah, I wasn't right gonna say that. But yeah,
it was. Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's right by Great Lakes, which is like what number two in the country for sex trafficking.
Yep.
Oh,
Great Lakes Mall.
Yeah.
Dang.
Oh, that yeah, hurts. Lakes,
yeah.
Huge. That hurts.
Yeah.
I don't want to go on.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So, like, they have a lot of busts there. Is what they're saying?
I don't know about a lot, but there's it has been for sure.
Wow.
It's not uncommon, unfortunately. Yeah. Crazy world, man.
Yeah.
On that note.
Well, if we're staying here, I wanna do this.
I don't wanna stay here.
No, I know. I just wanna if we're gonna be sad, I wanna be sad now.
Okay.
Which isn't this isn't really sad, but I just wanted to say, you know, to all my audience, a couple episodes ago I had said that if you're not happy, just change, and like I kinda take it back now. Because I'm unhappy and I really can't change, so, you know.
Facts.
My bad.
Let me say this. If you are unhappy and you want to change, be patient because change does not happen quickly.
Yeah.
And if the changes that you want to happen or that you're trying to make don't happen as quickly as you'd like, just be patient with yourself. Give yourself grace. A lot of times, things that we want take longer than we think they should.
That's true.
Be patient and hang in there.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Damn.
Well, we got a new chairlift at where I work. I work there again. The ski resort.
You're not doing the...
I am. I'm doing both.
Wow.
Busy man.
Yeah.
How many classes?
How many drives?
I mean, it's just two classes, but it's, you know, it's...
4 days a week?
Yeah, 4 days a week times 8 hours a day. That's full
Dang.
Time. More than full time. But, Dang. Yeah, I still drive.
How many hours a week are you working?
So I'm still doing the 16 at the septic place, driving a truck, and then I'm only doing, you know, one day in the morning, like 7 hours a week, just at the ski resort.
Okay. But
we got a new lift.
Free ski?
I get one ticket per every 15 hours worked. So, yeah.
Like every other week?
Almost pretty much every 2 days you work.
Every 2 days, which is every 2 weeks, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, we got a brand new lift. It's like, whatever, $2-3 million.
Okay.
And, I mean, the thing is sick. You know, it's got all the fancy bells and whistles, everything. You know, you've got, like, let me try this. So, in the older lifts, you have, like, on the bottom terminal, you have just where you stand under like the bottom terminal and you have like the control panel, but then all the computers and drivers are in another shed like over yonder. And so like
20 cubits
each. Yeah, right. So
couple spans.
The old lift like from the 80s just has like a cover on the motor where it's just like, you know, like it looks kind of like a semi truck lid hood, you know. Well, then on the 1990s ones, there's like a big like it's like a big cover, so like it covers the catwalks, so you can like there's not snow on them, you can walk around up on the motor side, but nice. You still just have a control panel, and then the you know the servers are in another shack. But in this brand new one, you know the 2023 model,
wow,
you have the where the motor is, it's an actual encased room, and it's heated. So, like, when you go up there to do maintenance, which, of course, I don't do, but when the maintenance guys go up there, like, they just have a sliding door. It looks like a spaceship, and it's heated, and, like, it's all, you know, it's got all its stuff upstairs.
Dang.
And then on the main...
How do they get up the hill?
How do they get up the hill?
They walk?
No, it's a chairlift, so you sit down. Anyway... So you've got on the where you run it from the bottom, you've got your control panel, and then you actually the shack is right next to it, and you've got like windows, and it's heated, and so you can like go
Dang,
in
windows
there.
Windows too? What the heck?
Right?
It's just a house.
You can it looks like it. So you can go in the shack and just chill in the heat if there's like no one there. You don't have to like.
Do the folks call that shacking up?
I don't think so. Anyway. The thing, it's sick. Like it's so cool. You go inside and like I'll show you guys a video. It's got like it's got a big like, it's a touchscreen control panel. But I think it's the size of like two or three laptops. Like it's huge. It's like a table, and it's all touchscreen. And you can see, you know, you've got wind speed and wind direction, you've got feet per minute, and you've got motor torque and motor RPM. You've got literally everything. You've got, you know, main bearing temperature. You've got motor temperature. You've got.
You know what I'm thinking?
What?
We're going to attach this engine with its engine room to the bunker. So we'll have power.
Okay.
Or just get a generator.
Yeah, it is a generator.
Feet per minute. Wait. Is that like a foot fetish term?
Yeah. Probably.
How many feet can I look at per minute?
That's a deep breathing because they're so excited.
Okay, all right. Wow, the feet. Anyway. You can edit everything, like the whole thing's completely versatile, and my boss is showing me off. He's like, it's so cool. I'm like, yeah, it's going to be cool until one sensor breaks and you have to spend 4 days trying to find it because there's whatever, 9 towers, and each one of them has like half a dozen sensors on it. And so, you know.
Oh.
Yeah. Well. But, no, it's really cool. It's really cool. I'm glad to, you know, it's cool lift. I'm
glad you're a part of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like nice. A really great work environment.
Do you get to go in there? Did you get to go in there?
I ran it the first time, yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. It's cool. No, I'm excited. It'll be a
little cutie.
I know, right? All the all the lifts are going to be replaced. It's a company called Skytrak out of Utah.
Can I give you a lift?
Nice.
Ski lift operator, pickup Riz.
Dude, I'm going to use that. I'm going to use that. I'm going to do it. Anyway, a company called Skytrak out of Utah, they're going to do all of our lifts. They're going to rebuild them or put them brand new in, so in the next couple years. So we're excited. It's going to be fun. Oh, and speaking of lifts, our sister resort, they had a brand new high-speed lift put in.
It's
which
your
is
sister resort?
Because we're owned under the same parent company. So
what is it called?
Sorry. I'm not going to tell you on the air. It's
I'm going to forget if you don't tell me now.
It's your
No, I work at and then yes, we all got bought out. All three of us got bought out by Wisconsin Resorts.
Wisconsin?
Bro.
Whatever. Cheese people? Oh, really?
They've been pouring money into us.
Damn.
Anyway, they put in
Sugar Daddy.
They now have they put in their second high speed lift, which is where the it's like it goes like you know, the standard lift is 350 feet per minute, which
oh,
is
oh yeah, four, I knew that. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
4 miles an hour. Well this yeah, yeah. this is a high speed lift, so it goes 15 miles an hour.
What?
It detaches at the top and bottom to only go, you know, 3 miles an hour while you're getting out of
the You don't
want to
be getting off at 15 miles.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, that they got their second high speed lift put in, and because usually those are only like up north, you or like out west,
you
never
get
see
people
a
who
lift.
Jump off the lifts and try to like do you know tricks.
No, because no.
Okay.
They get their they'd get probably.
I saw this horrible video of like a Russian ski resort and
went
it
backwards.
Like, no, it like was it wouldn't stop and it like picked up speed and it was like people weren't able to get off and there was one guy his backpack got stuck to it. He got like flung
yeah,
into
that,
like
that
all
was,
the other
it
chairs.
It was going backwards. What
is
happened?
It backwards?
Yeah. What happened is the key and the main shaft, the key to the bowl wheel, it snapped, and so gravity just made it go backwards. It was going back. It was like 35 miles an hour.
Yeah, it was fast.
So when it came around the corner, it, you know, it flung him. Yeah.
It's horrible. Nobody died though.
Really?
Well, they looked like they did.
Yeah, the no. Russians, dude. They withstand.
Anyway, that doesn't happen anywhere else. You know, just like Chernobyl wouldn't have happened anywhere else.
Yeah,
those
okay,
ski
fair.
Those ski lifts.
Russian engineering, a premiere.
Right. All of the ski lifts here in America have back. Even our 1955 chairlifts have those anti-rollback devices. So it's just frickin' Russia that didn't have them, but
yeah,
frickin' so. Russia. That's what I always
anyway,
say.
Anyway, what I was saying that our sister resort got the second high speed lift, which was like $6 million.
Damn, bro!
It's from Switzerland, woo! I think they made it in Switzerland, oh, and they didn't huh? send us. They didn't send them all the parts.
Oh,
so they're
that's a problem.
Entire side of the hill is just closed because that lift is the only one on that side of the hill, and so and because they don't have all the parts for it, it's just sitting there for like at least another year. And that whole side of the hill is closed because it's
oh,
just
dang, dude.
Yeah, so they kind of got screwed out of that one.
Yeah,
like dang, $6 million we couldn't even open. So they're a little bit upset.
I would be too.
That sucks to be them, huh? Can't relate.
Yeah.
Hell,
I'll buy a ski lift one day.
Oh yeah.
When I'm
I'll buy
out.
An Uber lift.
What?
Wait, what?
What are you gonna do? Oh,
ski Uber. That's what I meant to say.
Okay.
There was a guy that was like a colleague of mine that at the convention in Grand Rapids.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, he got him and his fiance a Cadillac Escalade Uber.
Wow.
And I was so tempted to be like, because I walked in as he was walking out to the caddy, and I was so tempted to be like, oh, caddy, huh. I would have gone with a Benz, but you do you.
Nice.
It was funny, but it's fine. You don't have to laugh.
Yeah, that would have been funny. That would have been really mean to hurt his feelings. I mean, I wouldn't do something like that. But that's just me personally.
Right.
It would be cool to be picked up in a Cadillac Escalade Uber, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the Uber Exotics.
Yeah.
Is that really that exotic? Personally, I probably would have gone with like a Lambo or...
Or like a Mercedes, at least.
That's what I said, yeah. I would have gone with a Benz.
Oh, yeah. That's funny, Matt. The Mercedes, that's funny. Instead of like a... That's a good joke.
Shut the hell up.
You're disgusting, dude.
What turns you off instantly?
Huh? You. Huh? Sorry.
I was going to say that.
When you see a, if you see a cute girl...
Half naked in the gym. I've said it before and I'll say it again.
Just instant turn off.
Yeah.
It's like a two-way street.
Yes. I choose one of the ways. And it's to be turned off.
All right.
That's funny. I like that. Anthony, what's an instant turn off for you?
Yeah, just, I don't know, really acting all saluty.
Slutty.
Thoughtacious.
Thoughtacious. Yeah.
Hold up.
Okay. Hold up. I can say that. I can see that.
Twinking out.
Twinking. That's drugs?
Yeah.
Oh, man. She's just like...
No, that's tweaking.
I feel bad for the listeners,
twink,
dude.
A twink is a gay person.
Gotcha. So she's just like, sorry, I'm only into women. You're like, nope, not my type.
No, 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 not lesbian. I said gay.
Gay.
A gay woman is a lesbian.
No, no, a gay woman likes dudes.
No.
No.
Yes.
No.
A lesbian woman likes other women. Gay. A gay woman is a species of her own.
Nope.
If you catch my drift.
Is my girlfriend gay?
No.
No.
But she likes dudes.
Yeah, dude, you're a You set yourself up there, huh?
All right, fair enough. That was good.
I was legitimately trying to understand what you were saying, but it's fine.
I just make things up.
Yeah, that's, okay.
I was at
What about you? What's your turnoff?
Yeah, I was at Ulta Beauty.
No.
Why?
What's your turnoff?
No, I'll let you know.
I don't care
know.
About the Ulta thing.
No, no, let me tell you the story.
Let me ask you why you were at Ulta Beauty.
Because I got,
that's a gay woman
because my mom, likes Ulta gift cards for Christmas and because she never, like she told me that when I was in seventh grade and then every year after that, she like won't tell me what she wants for Christmas. She's like, oh, I don't need anything. And I'm like, just tell me what you want. She won't. So I end up just getting an Ulta gift card every single year. So I went to Ulta to get her a gift card cause she wouldn't tell me what she wanted. And the cashier, which was cute. Well, I was
what was his name?
Jamal.
Jebediah. Jamal no, the Ferguson. Cashier the cashier was cute and she was checking somebody out just in front of me. And this was an elderly woman. This woman was probably in her 80s and she was like kind of struggling to understand like the, you know, the tap to pay and like how to try to get her credit card out and she didn't understand like how the rewards points.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, this what?
I said, yeah.
Go on.
I get it.
Well, she was kind of struggling, and this cute cashier was so rude and dismissive to this woman.
Oh,
damn.
And I was just like instant, like lights off.
Oh, yeah.
Not even attractive anymore. Mm-hmm. Just screw you.
No, if you're
that's definitely fair.
Yeah, it's disrespect, especially to elderly, but just disrespect in general, huge turnoff.
Huge turnoff.
What was the elderly woman looking like?
You mean what did she look like?
What was from a hypothetical?
No, stop. But probably
what was her
like,
skin color.
Whoa, what?
What?
I don't know. Italian?
Okay, for a reference, yeah. Those Italians.
Age like five.
Dago Wops. Guineas.
That's crazy.
I don't like that.
I've never heard Dago Wops before.
I don't know what that means.
They're all slurs for Italians.
Yeah, I know Dago is.
Wop is one.
W-O-P, really?
Not A.
Oh, okay.
Not the Cardi B song.
That's like WAP.
Italian WAPs, dude. That's crazy.
Oh, the best
I hate
time.
That.
yeah, that's a turnoff. Shoot. Rude people.
Yeah. Just disrespect. I'd say rude, yes, but just disrespect.
Rabidly, like, liberal.
Okay, I see that. Yeah.
Rabidly?
Yeah, like, diehard.
You know, like a rabbit.
Leftist.
Yeah. You know, like a rabbit that eats carrots.
I'll stretch out that cable. What are you doing, dog?
Dog, it's not even yours.
Is it stretched out? No.
Yeah. All right, it's fine.
Whatever. Yeah, I can see that. Or like just disrespect in general. Like if you're going to disrespect like a McDonald's cashier worker or like a waiter, yeah, no anyone. Reason.
Really loud like a, girls.
Or a gardener. Huh?
Yeah. I don't really like really loud girls.
Like they're like, oh my gosh, just talk, Becky.
No, just they talk really loud.
Oh, okay.
I don't like that.
Mm.
Like speak when spoken.
No way.
I'm kidding. I'm
There's
kidding.
No way.
You guys can speak. It's chill. I'm chill with you speaking. As long as it's not for very much or for very loud.
Would that go for guys too, though, is my question. You probably don't like a loud, you know, loud dude.
I'm more of a louder guy. So like to balance it out, I need a submissive, quiet guy in my life.
You mean
that's why we're friends.
I was waiting for it.
You mean a girl? Submissive, quiet girl?
I think I'm like, yeah, more attracted to quieter women.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Good. You can just let your misogyny just roll over there.
I'm marinating in that type of stuff.
Marinating is wild.
Marinating in misogyny.
Yeah.
Did you guys, you ever guys?
Would you rather guys, be a misogynist guys? Or get a massage?
Massage. No, I lied. I
a
love
naked
misogyny.
Massage.
I love misogyny.
What?
All massages are naked.
No. You were not wearing any clothes.
Yeah. That's
and
how
it's
all
a, and it's and we know what you're packing, but you it is a guy that's doing it.
Oh shoot.
We yeah.
Belly all, belly up naked.
All yeah, you belly all up. Massages are
balls
naked.
Balls out.
Why are your balls out? You should have a towel over.
No.
Naked.
Bare balls. And yeah. It's a dude.
Well, I love
and you can tell.
Yeah.
No, what are we gonna... is much significantly more well endowed than you are.
What is well endowed? You mean like bigger?
Oh, I didn't want to say that. I wanted to be polite.
Oh, sorry.
Jeez.
A bigger package.
Yeah, or be a misogynist.
I love misogyny so much. So.
Okay. Well, all right. That wasn't tough. Matt, I know what you're picking.
Yeah, you know it.
You're gay.
Yo. Have you guys ever had massages?
I've yeah, had one. You massaged me in your bed when we were like 12.
Yo.
Hey, it was a back and forth thing.
Hey, pause.
It was a good
back and forth thing?
It was a back and forth thing. You know, you scratched
oh,
my...
Oh, you didn't just receive, you also gave?
I felt compelled.
Hey, you scratch
pressured,
my back.
Actually.
Yeah, you scratch my back, I scratch yours.
Let me be clear, I felt pressured.
Shut up. You liked it. You liked it.
All right, Matt. Now it's your turn.
That's what he said.
Make sure you get low.
Bro, I got scared.
My glutes are tight today.
Dude, I had my glutes worked on for the first time. I almost died. That stuff hurts
you
if you've never.
Go ahead and describe that process to us.
It's exactly what
you
think.
What did they do?
It's exactly what you think. It's knuckles. They knuckle in your butt cheeks.
Who's that? Who's that?
Dwight.
Oh, dang, bro.
It was the first time I'd ever had my glutes. It's been a year and a half.
It's a little homoerotic.
It's a year and a half now. I need to get them done again. But if like you stretch your quads, you stretch your hamstrings. So like in like you'll do shoulder exercises. So everything was okay. But like my glutes have never been like stretched or touched before. And like he's in there trying to massage them.
Sounds good. You guys want to share or
what? Anyway, it hurts, dude. Like it hurts. Hurts.
Yeah.
Anyway, would you guys get a massage like now, like a professional?
I would get one. I feel achy a lot.
Okay. I was going to get one in Florida, but I couldn't. I was sick, so I couldn't breathe.
I feel like I'd have to know the person.
Really? You wouldn't just go to Massage Envy and...
No, I don't think
you're more
so.
Comfortable Dwight doing it than just going
say
to...
but yeah, sure. He gives nice massages.
But they're
why
not
are we
real.
Saying their last names?
They're not real massages, though. They're not medical. Like, Dwight went to school for it.
Yeah, because he's a little...
Twink.
He's a little perv, dude.
Okay, that's not true.
He's a little pervy.
No, that's not true.
No, he's a little perv.
Yeah.
Okay. I think he just wanted a skill.
Yeah, I'm doing HVAC. He could have chose anything else.
Well, what's wrong with massage? Maybe that's what he has a passion for.
He wants to touch people.
He wants to learn the best way to feel a brother up.
Feel a homeboy up. Touch a boy at places, if you know.
Shut up.
If you can, if you feel me, and he will feel me. All right.
I do feel crazy. Like the whole massage idea has been ruined by porn, though. because like massages used to be like a thing of just like relaxation and like loosening, like sports massages and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But porn like took it so far, and now like every single person that goes to a massage parlor is just like,
hey, yo,
here's a couple hundred. Can I get a happy ending? You know,
that's true. But
have
there
you
are...
done that?
No. What,
with Dwight? Can I get a happy ending?
No, but I did.
But there are, like,
I did put the money like in his waistband while I was. He was.
Damn. Yeah. How much was it?
I don't know, like $40 or something.
Okay.
He was doing it as a school assignment. He didn't charge anything.
Do you give him a couple extra? You know?
So you were tipping generously.
I was just tipping generously, yeah.
And was he...
It was in the middle of my sister's apartment with three other people watching, so no.
Hey, man, some people are into that kind of thing. Not me.
Right.
So massages, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would do one. I would do one, absolutely. I need to be doing one.
They feel nice.
Yeah. Well,
you've had one?
I've had short little ones from
a real massage should hurt.
It did.
Oh, okay.
It was very
painful. I also had one from
Oh, okay.
Hurt more, I think.
Does he know
his hands?
He's got nice hands.
Oh.
You know, he's very he's skilled. So it's artisan.
Okay.
But anyway.
Yeah. All right. I'm just gonna let the time run out.
Five.
Well, I think that's gonna be it for this episode, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
We covered a lot.
We did.
This was fun.
It was quite bunker.
Should do it again.
Would you guys have a massage parlor in your bunker?
No, that feels like a waste of space.
Yeah, I agree. You could just lay on the couch or the
floor. Would you have
Would you rather have
laser tag in there?
Than a massage? Mm-hmm. For sure.
But okay. you need
what about a
pool
or a massage?
Pool.
Like a pool table?
Okay.
Yeah.
A pool table or like a swim pool?
A swimming pool.
Here's the thing. If we're in a doomsday scenario, I don't want to be expanding.
Arcade or pool?
Pool.
Interesting.
I still go pool.
What are you picking?
That's a good, I don't know. Maybe, only a pool if it had like a water slide.
No slide.
Oh.
Oh.
No way.
I think it meant billiards.
Oh.
Oh, I was thinking billiards.
No, not billiards.
I want billiards.
You can't have it.
Okay.
Swimming pool or arcade?
How about an ice? Can I have an ice rink?
Arcade.
No, what? You cannot have an ice rink. Swimming pool or
can I have
massage?
Swimming pool.
Can I have the entire...
Well, you were thinking about pool earlier.
Can I have the entire big house stadium in my bunker? Underground?
Michigan?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
What are you, some kind of retard?
No, I just want a stadium. Can I have a stadium?
No. What are you going to do there?
I don't understand why you're crushing. Why can't I have a stadium?
We said it's like three or four. It's like three storage containers.
Yeah plus my stadium.
No.
I'm just going to tuck it in next to it. It's
how
fine.
Can I have a trampoline park?
You could have one trampoline.
Like a super tramp.
No, exercise rebounder is all you get.
It's one of those tiny little trampolines.
The Gold's Gym ones you get at Walmart.
Oh, God. Why?
Okay.
This is supposed to be fun.
Doomsday isn't supposed to be fun.
No, you're going to die eventually.
That's your only leisure.
Okay, what other amenities? Would you rather have a movie theater or a pool? Swimming pool.
Why the heck? What's with the swimming pool? Why do you care so much about the swimming pool? Let me have my freaking stadium.
You cannot have a stadium.
Then I want an ice rink.
You can have a stadium the size of a swimming pool.
How big? Are you talking about like a high school like lap pool?
No. Just like a backyard swimming pool.
Oh.
Those suck. Those are the worst.
Okay, I like them.
It's better than nothing.
No, not the in-ground.
In-ground.
Those
yeah.
still are terrible.
No, in-ground's
nice. They're not that bad.
In-ground's nice.
So you get like an 8-foot deep one, you're chilling.
Scratch your toenails.
Because of the concrete?
Yeah. You can get tiled ones.
Fine, it's rubber.
Rubber?
Tile. It's tile. Yeah, it's tile.
Yeah, rubber. What the heck?
Yeah, like the rubber. Rubber lining. Like the it's like, you know. It's patterned, but it's just like...
No,
like
it's tile. Why are you thinking rubber, dude? It's stupid. Okay, it's tile. Okay, movie theater or arcade?
Arcade.
But you can
small
only play Pac-Man.
Small town boy in a big arcade.
But you can only...
got addicted
but you can only,
to a losing game.
You can only play Alvin and the Chipmunks 2.
On the movie theater?
Arcade. I'd get
why
so
would
good
anyone?
Pac-Man.
Why would anybody want...
But you can only play Skeet Ball.
Oh, I love Skeet Ball.
That's all I wanted.
You call it skeet ball?
Whatever the hell I call
skeet
it.
Ball.
Skeet
ball.
Okay, would you rather have skeet shooting or a soccer field?
In my
Ooh.
Bunker?
Yeah, in my bunker.
I'll take the soccer field if it comes with a stadium.
No, there's no stadium. There's one bench.
Oh, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Is this like one of those inflatable?
And there's no hot dog stand either, you glizzy guy.
Was it like one of the inflatable domes that's all underground?
No, it's just like a metal ceiling. And then like bright lights on turf.
How tall is it? How tall is the ceiling?
12 feet.
Can I ask
you
something?
What? You can't even kick a ball.
I'll kick you.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah, sure.
How do you skeet?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
How do you skeet shoot underground?
With a gun.
Yeah.
Ooh, can I have...
You have 40-foot ceilings.
You have, like, that tar... No, you have that asphalt back thing.
Not enough, dude.
No, you have, like, the asphalt thing. Like, the back... Like, you do an indoor shooting ranges where it's just, like, all asphalt packed up against the back.
Okay, ping pong or pool?
Ping pong. Ding dong. Ping pong.
Don't be insensitive and racist.
Bing
bong. Dude, we have a Chinese listener.
What?
Come on, dude.
All right, pool or billiards or ping pong?
You know what that's from?
I think.
What would you say to Joe Byron right now?
Ping pong.
Hmm? Ping pong. Okay, ping pong or
take me out to dinner. Air hockey. Hey, can I have a can I have like,
no, you cannot have a stadium.
Can I have a ski resort?
No.
Why not?
You can have a small little
they have indoor
ski resorts. 1 foot dirt hill with no snow on it. That's what you get.
What? Well, like, there's indoor ski resorts, in Dubai.
Yeah, but this is not Dubai, dude. This is,
the richest country in suburban. All of the world.
There's an indoor ski resort in Florida.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, can I have that?
Or
we dig down further in our operation here, all the way down to the Mariana Trench, dry it up.
Would you rather have a private chef or a masseuse?
Dig down there through the water.
What? Think you could just do a shovel in the water and...
Yeah. Dig to China, dude.
It's like Minecraft.
Dig the water down to the Mariana Trench.
Yeah, and then just use the Mariana Trench as a ski hill.
Stupid.
Did
you know that from the surface to the bottom of the Mariana Trench is how high planes fly?
Yeah, I didn't ask.
Mariana Trench, record-breaking journey to the bottom. Siri heard you.
Oh. Siri is gay.
Siri is the only one that listens to me on this show.
Where are more planes, in the sky or in the ocean?
All right, would you rather have Mario Kart or Super Smash?
Mario Kart.
I don't want to smash anything.
So Mario Kart?
Yeah.
All right.
Vow of celibacy?
Oh, can we have? Can I have a go-kart track?
No.
Ooh.
Why do you? Why
anything you ask for, I'm going to say no to, okay? Matthew, now you know. You can't have...
Can I have you?
You can have Claire's.
What the hell is Claire's?
The place where you get your ears pierced. What in the mall.
That'd be chill.
Why do I want a Claire's?
You can have a Cinnabon, but the only thing they serve on the menu is water.
It's so mean.
And it doesn't smell like a Cinnabon either. It just smells like
water. It smells like...
I hate this. You're so mean. Can I have a television studio?
You get one of those really thick box TVs, but you can only play
it's not
old,
a television
you
studio.
Can only play
you
like
only get the television.
You can only play the first season of The Office.
How about, can I have a can radio studio two? So we can still do this?
What?
Can we have a radio studio so we can still do this?
No. It's underground. The radio signals are detected by the government.
We'll just be talking.
Let's chat. We'll just be hanging out. We have to tell people we're still alive.
Yeah.
Oh, that's to assume that any of us are invited to each other's bunkers.
Why don't we just do a mega bunker?
Okay, would you rather have a full-service McDonald's or a private chef?
Private chef. Easy. McDonald's sucks.
But he can only work with potatoes and chicken.
Private chef.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's got a nice...
Yeah, they have potatoes and chicken and more at McDonald's.
Yeah, but hear me out.
And you could just cook it.
But hear me out.
Fries.
Bullshoot.
Hear me out,
Matthew is not swearing.
If you give him a nice spice rack and a lot of equipment, he'll be able to do some different stuff.
I like a nice rack.
Okay.
Of spices.
Hey, I just had an idea. What if we lived in an HOA neighborhood and our bunker was
I should say that.
Oh, poop. Sorry, we gotta go. Anyway, last thing.
Fart.
Oh, poop.
Pissing crap poop.
Whoa, hey. Pissing is a swear.
It's a swear word.
You're sorry, I'm right. Wait.
You're sorry?
I'm sorry, I'm right.
Am I?
That's what I meant.
Shut up.
You're sorry.
Shut up.
I'm sorry. You're right.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
That's what...
Wrap it up.
Anyway, okay. So if we had lived in like an HOA neighborhood and then, but and our houses were like several doors down from each other.
Oh, yeah.
Like with big, like, but all, we all had tunnels that led to our bunker really far away.
Oh, damn, dude.
So we could all get to each other's house. But no one would ever suspect we were working together because, you know, we're, our houses are so far away.
Oh, so it's
away.
Like under the road or?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then our tunnels would
and we could just, oh, that would be actually sick to just like dig a giant tunnel with the boys.
Well, even no, better. It would have to be, it would have but to be part of the development though. It would have to be before the neighborhood was built.
Yeah, yeah.
And the way we get like back and forth from each other's like in the tunnels is we have
teleportation.
We have these long rails and they got a cart with like one handle in the middle and we have to like ride the rails underground.
I can't do a long rail. I got 30 seconds to be boy.
What if we what if we did like what if it could be a track, but that's fine, but it would have to be motorized. It would have to be like super fast.
Yeah, it would be.
Okay.
Not fast. All right, this is getting out of hand.
This
yeah,
is
agreed.
Fun.
We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you. We're
happy to be back.
Yeah, we got to get out of here.
We'll hear you. You'll hear us.
If you have any questions,
keep rocking in the free world.
Yeah, if you got any questions or comments, email us at 3idiotsinastudio@gmail.com. That's the numeral 3, IDIOTS in a studio at gmail.com. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Good night.
Have a good night.
Oh, yeah. Good night.